This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A relative of a hostage captured by Hamas said late Monday that Israel's top officials told him and other families of the captives they won't prioritize their release over defeating Hamas. Yudi Gorin, whose cousin is in captivity in Gaza, was one of several family members of hostages who met with the war cabinet, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli army displayed on Monday a large cache of weapons and supplies obtained from Hamas militants following the attack on October 7th.
What you can see is military equipment, full-scale military equipment. This is not something that was cooked in somebody's backyard. It is not something that two people came to talk about. This is years-long planning.
Lieutenant Colonel Idan Sharon said weapons seized included Hamas grenades, rockets, and other weaponry, also vehicles and motorbikes used to cross from Gaza into Israel. Israel is preparing to expand its offensive against Hamas to Gaza's southern half. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The head of the U.S. Defense Department made a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a new U.S. aid package.
Another $100 million drawdown,
including air defense munitions and another HIMARS system. Some European nations have scaled back support for Ukraine, and the U.S. is stretched thin amid support for Israel and a fight in Congress over more money for Kyiv. In a meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, Austin pledged support in the Russia fight for the long haul. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The fighting began in February of 2022 and is preparing to enter its 23rd month. This is VOA News. North Korea has notified Japan it plans to launch a satellite between Wednesday and December 1 in what Tokyo and Seoul said could be a third attempt to put a spy satellite into orbit in violation of a UN ban. Japan's Coast Guard said on Tuesday the North gave notice of the launch in the direction of the Yellow Sea and East China Sea. South Korea's State Maritime Safety Agency issued a warning to vessels of the planned launch for the same area as previous launches. North Korea has attempted to launch what it called spy satellites twice earlier this year but failed, and South Korean officials have said in recent days that it appeared set to try again soon. Millions of people in Africa's most populous country, Nigeria, are struggling with economic problems analysts say were caused in part by government reform policies introduced earlier this year. Timothy Obuzu has more from Abuja.
The United Nations estimates 25 million people in Nigeria, or about 15% of the total population, are food insecure. Analysts say regional instability, climate change, and inflation are the major triggers of food insecurity in Nigeria. The situation worsened after the government stopped paying subsidies on fuel in May, sharply increasing costs for food, transportation, and energy. Nigeria's currency devaluation is also impacting commodity prices and contributing to overall inflation. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A U.S. appeals court dealt a potentially serious blow to voting rights groups trying to push back against what they see as discriminatory voting rules and unfair representation, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that under the Voting Rights Act, a landmark civil rights law barring racial discrimination in voting, only the U.S. government can sue to challenge ballot access, voting rules, and redistricting. But the vast majority of Voting Rights Act cases are filed by private parties, which the Supreme Court has recognized in prior rulings. Monday's decision upheld a 2022 ruling from an Arkansas federal judge appointed by Republican former President Donald Trump that only the U.S. Attorney General is empowered to file lawsuits. The ruling, which will likely be appealed, could set up the next voting rights battle at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden spent part of his 81st birthday observing the White House tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys. The gobblers, named Liberty and Belle, received executive clemency Monday at the White House ceremony. Biden mentioned his age and joked he was not at the first of the events held 76 years ago. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.